For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
We praise the Lord. We're coming around the Word of God. Have faith in God for healing. Let's open in prayer, and we come expectant tonight to receive of the Lord. We praise you, Lord, and thank you. We thank you for the redemption that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, the strength that he has given to us in our bodies, in our spirits, in our souls, and we praise you, Lord, for that. And Father, we ask that tonight you speak to our hearts, you show us the way through your truth, the Word of God. And we praise you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight we're looking at have faith in God for healing. Have faith in God for healing. And we have learned, or we should have learned, over a period of time that healing is indeed the children's bread. And we are the children of God if we have received Christ as our Saviour. And therefore, we have entered into the redemption that's been provided for by the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's have a look at Luke 8 tonight. Luke 8, and we'll look at verse 41. We want to understand the approach of faith, and we must have faith in God for healing. In fact, you cannot receive anything from God except by faith. And faith pleases God, according to Hebrews 11. And we know that we need to have faith in God for healing. Now, healing has been paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus became a curse for us. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, ye were healed. By his stripes, ye were healed. Jesus himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. It is the will of God for us to be healed. It is the will of God for us to be strong. Luke chapter 8, let's look at verse 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. So we see that a man wisely came to the Lord Jesus Christ and fell down at his feet, obviously acknowledging that the Lord Jesus Christ was a source, in fact, the source of healing. And so we see here he besought him that he would come into his house. His only daughter, about 12 years old, was dying. You can see that that's a serious situation. Something very serious. And what we'll see as we look at this particular passage is that faith and fear cannot mix. Faith and fear cannot mix. They're not things that can mix. If you have faith, then you must not have fear. And there's many scriptures we can go through about that. So there was the woman with the issue of blood. We're not going to look at that tonight. And she it talks a bit about her. But if you go forward in Luke 8, down to verse 49, it says, "While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Now, what is the choice that Jairus had? What was the choice that he had to make there? Well, he had the choice to hear the Lord, to hear what he had to say with his inner man ears, not just with his physical ears, but with his inward ears, to hear what he had to say, which was, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. So Jesus, if he says, fear not, what can you do? You can fear not, can't you? You can have faith. If he says, fear not, believe only, then you can believe only. So it has to be a choice. It has to be, I choose not to fear. And if fear comes, what do you do? Refuse the fear. I refuse to fear. In fact, there's other scriptures which say God has delivered us from how many of our fears? All our fears. And that's very important to understand, that fear is not meant to be part of the faith believer's life. So here we see a very important situation. Jairus' only daughter was lying dying, but then they brought a negative report that his daughter is dead. Now Jesus said to Jairus, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Does he have a choice to believe? He does. And if he believes, it's just like the disciples were told, Jesus said, let us go to the other side. Did they have a choice to believe that they could go to the other side safely? If Jesus says you can go to the other side of the sea, then you know that you can go to the other side. Why? Because he said it. So if he said that, let us go to the other side, it doesn't matter then if there's a huge storm or something, a negative report or something that would try to stop you from going to the place where the Lord Jesus Christ has said go to. So here Jesus is giving a direction, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. But you notice it was hinging on Jairus not fearing but believing only. So you can see, if you're fearing not, you're believing only. But if you've got fear, remember, you can drive out fear. You have that in you to drive out fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. It is our responsibility that if fearful thoughts come, if fearful things come, if something attacks your body or attacks your mind, you don't just give in to the fear. You don't just say, oh, well, I'll always have that, for example. Such and such down the street or such and such at work has had that, and they lost this, or they never functioned the same. Well, for a start off, you have the Lord Jesus Christ. The vast majority of people in this city don't have the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not saved, they're not born again, they're not redeemed from the curse of the law. But you do. It's a big difference. You have the Saviour. Not just save you from sin, but save you from the curse. You've got the Saviour. Okay, let's continue on. Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Verse 51, and when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. So here we see another trend or thing that will come up, and that is a scorning thing. You're believing, but then there's a scorning that will try to come against your believing, against your faith. Say, ah, you're not going to get it. What are you saying? What are you trying to say? Ah, be real. Be real. Now that's the type of scorning that can come against you. You're not in reality. And this is very important for you to understand that the spiritual is reality. All that you see and touch, including symptoms in your body, symptoms in mind, all you could see and touch and feel are temporal. Okay? So It says in verse 53, and they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out. What do you have to do with unbelief? You've got to put it out. You've got to put it out. The worst thing that you can have if someone is sick or dying is to have scorners around, unbelief around, worrying around, and fear around. It's all the opposite of getting a faith result. So you cannot have that, and that's why Jesus put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise," and her spirit came again. And she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them they should tell no man what was done. So what we see here is that they had a choice, well, Jairus had a choice, fear not, believe only. Obviously, he chose the right choice, didn't he? He chose that, he chose to focus on what the Lord Jesus Christ said, to fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. He chose to make that decision, and that's very, very important for us to understand. Let's have a look at Mark 11, verse 22. Mark 11. Verse 22. Now, there's many Christians that act as though faith is an optional thing, when in fact it is not. Faith is a command from God. Having faith is a command. It is not optional. Faith pleases the Lord. Faithlessness does not please the Lord. Jesus rebuked people and said, "O ye of little faith," or "How is it that ye have no faith?" He rebuked people when there was no faith. But he praised people when there was faith. He talked about people with great faith. And so what pleases the Lord, and how should we approach the Lord? It must be by faith, which is believing. Not just believing anything, but believing what he says, believing the word. And the word is the foundation by which you believe. You see, if you believe the word, you've got that strong foundation, that strong confidence that you can have in the Lord. So we see in verse 22 of Mark 11, and Jesus answering saith unto them, "Have faith in God." Have faith in God. So have faith in God is a command. Have faith in God is not an option. Is not an option. There's many scriptures that show us that. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. We stand by faith, and so on and so on and so on. It's all about faith in terms of how we approach the Lord, how we walk our Christian walk, how we obtain healing, which has been provided by the Lord Jesus Christ in the redemption that we have. We see here the command is have faith in God. Now, obviously, the enemy and the enemies of God do not want you to have faith in God. They don't want you to have victory. They don't want you to have healing or manifested success. They don't want that. So what will they try to do? They will try to sow seeds. Remember we talked about seeds the other day? You know, faith. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and so on. So we see that we have to not only have faith, but exercise our faith. Exercise our faith. It's not just saying, "Oh, I have faith. I have faith," but you're not doing anything with that faith. See, what do we know the spirit of faith will do? I believe, therefore, I speak. I have spoken. Okay, so we must speak what our faith in the Lord is saying. And we speak to circumstances. We speak to symptoms. We speak to sickness. Jesus spoke and rebuked fevers. He rebuked the devil. He talked to fig trees. He talked to mountains. We must understand that faith will speak. Faith will speak. There will be something coming out of your heart if you say you are a faith person. What you don't want coming out of your heart, if you say, oh, I have faith, but then what's coming out of your heart is fear. What did we see before? Fear not, believe only. But if what's coming out of your mouth is fearful words, what's that saying? Is it matching with faith? It can't be, can it? So what you've got to do, you've got to be very, very sure of what you're believing. I believe. Say, I believe what the Word is saying. I've got to have faith in God. That's a command. That's what pleases the Lord. Let's turn across to Hebrews 11, verse 6. Faith pleases the Lord. And so you choose to speak even if there's symptoms of fear all over you. Okay? Even if there's pain in your body, you choose to speak the words of the Lord. You know, you might feel weak, but you choose to speak, God is the strength of my life. You choose to say that. That's faith speaking. You choose to say, I believe the scripture, for example, Psalm 27 verse 1, God is the strength of my life, and I choose to speak that. To speak that. And you know, when you speak it, it'll go into your ears as well. And you need to be constantly speaking, and the Bible talks about affirming constantly. So we need to be saying this, these type of things constantly. There are many, many things all around us saying exactly the opposite to the Word of God, exactly the opposite to the Kingdom of God. But what we need to say is the opposite to the world, to the enemy, to those things that are against the Lord. So we need to be saying the right things coming out of our mouth. Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Okay, so if you think about that, you come to God, that man, the Jairus, who came to Jesus. What did he believe about Jesus? That he is the healer, okay? Even to the extent of raising up his daughter that was at the point of death. So he believed, and we see here that it is impossible to please him without faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He must believe that God is the healer, and he's the healer today. Okay? It's no use using anti-healing logic, which is false logic. Anti-healing logic would say, oh, God's putting this sickness upon me. Well, if that's the truth, then make sure you don't take any medication or go to the doctor or anything like that, because you don't want to get out of the will of God, do you? I'm being serious here. You know, you bring that logic to its logical end, then you don't want to get out of the will of God if you really think that God is the putting sickness upon you. Well, obviously he's not. Can you see what I'm saying? The Bible talks about the devil is the oppressor. And Jesus went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So what we understand is that there is an enemy in the world today in operation. But what we are to have is an understanding and a belief that God is the healer. So he that cometh to God, we're coming to God for healing. We're coming to God for strength. We're coming to God for victory. We're coming to God for success. We're coming to God for salvation. We must believe that he is the source of all of that. That he is the Saviour. That he is the healer. That he is the victorious one. That he is the conqueror. And so what's faith all about? So you're believing. So faith must have believing in it. That's what it's talking about. Must believe. Believing, and that he is a rewarder What does he want to do for you? He wants to give you things. He wants to reward you. He wants to give you blessing. Of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. That tells me that you can't be saying, well, you know, I don't know whether it's God's will to heal me. But you're not putting any effort whatsoever into, you know, seeking the Lord through his word about, is he the healer? What scriptures are there that I should be putting into my heart and mouth? What is there that I must be believing? We must be people that are diligently seeking the Lord, diligently approaching him. So faith, without faith it's impossible to please him. And I know this can be quite confronting to people who are not of faith. Quite confronting. Because they just don't hear it. And yet, it's a thread right through the Word of God. It's nothing that is alien to the Word of God. It's something that is integral to our Christian walk. And this is the type of Christian that the Lord wants in these last days. Have a look at Matthew 9, verses 20 to 22. Matthew 9, 20 to 22. We'll see what made people whole. What made people whole? Was it, oh, Jesus will give this all this power and put all this power onto them? Now, don't get me wrong. Clearly, God provides his power, but what did Jesus say made them whole? What was the connection to that power, to that healing power? What was the connection? And Matthew 9, 20 to 22 makes it very clear, not just this one. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within himself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. So she said something. You could call it a faith statement. Verse 22. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. So what made her whole? What did Jesus say? Okay, not what other people are saying, but what did Jesus say made her whole? Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, that tells me, and should tell you too, that we need to put priority on building up our faith, don't we? We need to put priority on building up our faith. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. He rewards those that diligently seek him. We should be putting priority on building up our faith. And in today's society, we have a technology that enables us to do that constantly in a much greater way than in past centuries. So we know that we need to put priority on building up our faith, because there are going to be things you'll meet up with, such as the need for healing, the need for victory, the need for deliverance or protection, and so on, that you're going to have to use your faith for. And here we see, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Jesus linked it back to faith. He linked it back to faith. Look at Matthew 8. Go back a little bit. Matthew 8, verses 5 to 17. Matthew 8, 5 to 17. What pleases the Lord Jesus Christ? What pleases him? There's a lot in this section of scripture. We'll just go right through it, starting from verse 5, Matthew 8. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. So there's a statement. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. If Jesus says, I will come and heal him, and you rely upon that, then that's what's going to happen, if you believe that. Now, the centurion went even beyond that reliance. And notice what he says here. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now, isn't that interesting? Here's a centurion, obviously a Roman soldier of the time, and he's saying, he recognises authority, he recognises power when he sees it, and he knows that there is power and authority in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this should tell us something. Is there power and authority in the word of God today? God's word is truth. There is power and authority in the word of God today. So you can choose to believe it regardless of feelings, regardless of thoughts that might come, regardless of bad reports, and so on. Here he says, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now notice what he says in verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go and he goeth, and to another, come and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. So he understood what authority was all about. And he understood that when he spoke, soldiers would go and do this, servants would go and do this. Okay, so he recognized in Jesus that if Jesus said something, if Jesus spoke the word only, he could rely upon that. Now verse 10 shows that Jesus is very pleased with that. Jesus is always pleased if we make a decision for faith. Always. And it says here, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to him that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Israel is supposed to be the repository of the people of God, where they had the word of God. They had the word of God that had been given through the prophets and through Moses and so on. And yet, at this stage, when Jesus was here, he found the greatest faith was in someone who wasn't part of that tradition, which was the centurion. But the centurion recognized something which obviously a lot of the Israelites weren't recognizing, which was his word had power and authority. We can recognize today God's word has power and authority. And this is what faith is all about. And so Jesus said, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Verse 11, and I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, is faith connected with believing? Yes. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. So Jesus said, go your way. As you believe that your servant will be healed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. So we see here what faith was all about. Relying on the word of Jesus. Relying on what Jesus said. Saying that is the foundation by which I base my believing upon. And this is what we must do, not just in healing, but right through our Christian walk. We're relying what we do as a Christian, what we say, on the word of God. That's going to bring results. Let's continue on. We're going to go down to verse 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. Verse 16, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. Okay, keep that in mind. Spirits, and talk about evil spirits here, that were obviously possessing people and oppressing people. These spirits hate the word of God. All right? Evil spirits hate the word of God. Angels will back the word of God. So he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And the Holy Ghost is bringing that out of Isaiah 53 and in telling us that this is what Jesus was doing, not just for the people there, but also for all that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Do you believe that word? Do you believe, yes, Jesus took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses, and by the stripes of Jesus I was healed? Do you believe that? And it's good to get that into your heart, to get that deep into your heart. Now, when I was first a Christian, one of the things I really latched onto straight away was the area of healing. And I've been able to walk in that over the years, praise the Lord. Now, there's been afflictions come to me, but I made choices to speak the word, to get the word into my heart. And that's just an example. We've seen the example of centurion. We've seen the example of the woman with the issue of blood. We've seen examples of people whose faith did something because they were willing to believe and willing to stand in that belief. We can believe, and we should believe, Jesus himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He did it for them. He's done it for us. The Bible says he became a curse for us. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. Do we believe that we are now redeemed from the curse of the law? Do we believe that? We should believe it. It is the truth. It is the truth. Look at Mark 10, 46 to 52. Mark 10. Start from verse 46. We see another example. It says, and they went to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. On me. So he cried out to the right person, didn't he? He sought out the right person. Verse 48. Now, as I said before, there's going to be people that will try to stop you. There's going to be enemies that will try to stop you. They might even try to stop you in what you might call, you know, good intentions. But those good intentions are really not the will of God. And here we see these people with good intentions in verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they call the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Now, fundamentally, what was blind Bartimaeus believing? Jesus could heal him and he could receive his sight. Can you see that? What was he believing? Jesus could heal him, that he is the healer, and that he could receive his sight. Verse 52. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Immediately he received his sight. But what did Jesus say? He didn't say, all right, I'm going to now zap you with power, and that power is going to override any blindness. Is that what Jesus said? No, he said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Are we meant to have faith today? We're meant to have faith today, aren't we? Have faith in God is a commandment. Are we meant to be people of faith? We are. Can we choose to believe the right things? We can. Can our faith today make us whole? It can. It can. Our faith can make us whole. Praise the Lord. One last one. Let's look at Luke 17, 11 to 19. Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. The Lord is speaking us to us tonight, talking about faith. He's showing us. He's leading us to come up to a greater level. To come up to a greater level in Him. God is doing that. He's doing that. He's doing that for our benefit. He loves us. He's shown his love to us by the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. What he did on the cross, so precious. Starting from verse 11 of Luke 17. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So they were seeking the Lord, weren't they? That's good. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, so they were obedient, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So he wasn't even a Jew. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. This tells us that wholeness is more than just healing. Wholeness also covers the whole man, or it should cover the whole man. But we see here, and I want to emphasize this, thy faith hath made thee whole. Praise the Lord.